Summer is inching close. And do you know what some people look forward to during the summer? Of course, one of my faves, watching horror films and getting spooked out to the beat of the heat. I'm Brian June. I'll be back right after this song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It's Tuesday, May 24th, 2022, and we just heard B2B with Movie. Now, have you guys been to the movie theaters recently? I have, and apparently the latest movie, Marvel film, of course, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, is doing pretty well and had one of the best opening scores among films released in Korea since the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, Elizabeth Olsen, who plays one of the main characters, aka Wanda Maximoff, the Scarlet Witch, recently said she turned to Korean horror films for inspiration when preparing for the role in her latest film, which is said to be the darkest Marvel film to date. Now, the film is directed by Sam Raimi, best known for creating the Spider-Man trilogy with Tobey Maguire, aka my favorite Spider-Man. Don't hate, just accept. And the horror film franchise Evil Dead. Now, Raimi is said to have used a specialty and mixed a lot of horror elements into his film, and his latest film, of course. And Olsen also said, in order to adjust to the darker atmosphere of the film, she referred to Korean horror films, making efforts to bring out the feeling of Korean horror in her character, especially focusing on her body movements. I can totally see that. I did watch the movie, and you guys watch it, and then watch some Korean horror films, and you'll see what she's talking about. And she didn't specifically name a Korean film, but I'm wondering, what kind of Korean films did she actually watch for reference? Who knows? So what do you guys think makes horror films different? I don't know. Are there any that you guys really enjoyed? I'm not going to say my names because I don't want to spoil anything. I'm not going to tell you the story. But either way, let us know which ones you guys enjoyed. Now, with that said, we're going to listen to a song. It's by Idol, and the song is called Villain Dies.
Once upon a time, there was a villain. Who was villain? Yeah.
Would you like coffee or tea? Yes, once again, it's that time for some coffee or tea or whatever you want to drink right now, because I want to have a little chit chat with you guys to wind you down or, of course, uplift you, refuel you, whatever you feel like feeling with anything and everything we can talk about. Now, I'm not sure about you guys, but I know that a lot of Koreans who have sofas in the living rooms don't actually use it to sit on. It's only for show, for most people. They use it as a backrest, too, when they're sitting on the floor because of our centuries-old tradition of sitting and sleeping on the floor. Now, doctors say that this type of lifestyle is really bad for our knees and joints, but it turns out it may be the secret to longevity. Now, according to a recent study published by the European Journal of Preventive Cardiology, the ability to stand up from a seated, cross-legged position without using any of our limbs is a good marker of your longevity. Now, it's said that moving from a seated position on the floor to one standing multiple times a day strengthens your core's muscle, of course, and works balance as well, both of which can improve and extend your overall muscular skeletal fitness and mobility. Now, it can also help prevent you from falling down when you're older, which is one of the top causes of unintentional injury-related deaths for those over 65 years old. And of course, this doesn't mean you should be sitting on the floor all day. Now, experts say when you are on the floor, remember to pay attention to your posture. Avoid slouching if possible, which a lot of us may do when leaning back against the sofa, when you're watching TV or you're on your smartphones. Now, they also say the key to longevity is staying flexible, fluid, and maintaining a healthy body by creating a continual postural shifts throughout the day as you're able to. So keep that in mind. And if you want to live a long life, take these healthy tips. Alrighty, with that said, we're gonna play two songs for you guys. The first one is actually one of the latest releases by Four Men, and they entered top 10 on the Music Bank's music charts last week. And the song is called Melodrama, or 멜로를 좋아해. And right after that, we're gonna listen to another new release off their latest album, and it's One Us with Bring It On.
왜 그땐 몰랐을까 늘 멜로만 고집한다
Star.
Pedia.
Welcome to Starpedia. Ever been curious about the artist behind your all-time favorite K-pop track? This is our weekly Tuesday segment where we go over interesting stories as well as fun facts of different artists in the K-pop scene from their debut to present day together with Lena. Hello, Lena.
When do we become a late night?
And everyone's probably listening like, what is going on? What is Brian so on? Good. Is he okay? I'm high on life, y'all.
And coffee.
You know why? A little bit of coffee. The main reason why is because for those of you who aren't here in the studio, we had some good presents this week.
Okay.
Like some of our fans gave us some good, delicious snacks and foods and coffees. And I'm actually drinking some of that coffee right now.
Shout out.
So I want to thank For the Brian Jew or For Brian Jew. I don't want to say your name because I know certain people are sensitive about having their names on the air.
Okay.
But thank you so much. We appreciate everything you did. Our producer, the first thing she did was open up that box and eat that egg sandwich after she had just come back from lunch
That's
and dinner.
Right.
You know,
that's right. And then I ate all the cookies. It was
good. So we want to thank you so much.
Thank you. And
with that said, we're going to get into Lena's corner, and it's called Starpedia. So who are you going to talk about today?
Actually, your whole sensual beginning, slightly rated R, it totally goes with today's theme.
To be honest,
yeah.
I think I might have been going with that because I saw the name of the person you're going to be talking about.
Yep.
And I was like, he's kind of like this.
Stars are aligning. It's like the perfect intro.
Yes.
Do you guys know the Gangnam Style? Who doesn't know the Gangnam Style?
Open Gangnam Style.
Like that.
That's my version.
That could have been an entirely different song, Brian. If you sing it like that. It's less about the horse riding dance.
Yes.
Absolutely sensual. But he's also the master of that. And he somehow makes it fun and approachable for everybody. Park Jae-sang is his given name. But more recognizable by Psy.
Yes. I heard that, I saw in an interview how he got his name. Because people are like, why is it, do you know why it's Psy?
Psycho?
Well, like, his friends would joke around and go, like, psycho, psycho, psycho. And Jae-sang, the S is Hang, Psy, Psy.
No.
So then, like, mix the words together, like, oh, psycho, psycho, psy. And then it ended up becoming Psy.
That's so like clever. Long, yeah. And it's so funny because a lot of the album names he takes after and he kind of does a little wordplay.
Oh.
Psy.
And he's a smart person.
Didn't
he study at Bentley? Berkeley?
Berkeley.
I said Bentley. Somebody wants a car.
but it's not UC Berkeley. It's the Berkeley College of Music. But it's a celebrated school for anyone who wants to study music more, I think, seriously. And there's a whole story behind that. And because you brought me to it, I think I want to talk a little bit about that.
Okay.
He actually comes from a really affluent background, and his family wanted him to take up entrepreneurship, study business administration, which is why he flew to Boston in the first place, which is where Berkeley School of Music is located.
Okay.
And then he decided, okay, I don't want to be at Boston University or BU. This is not interesting.
Yeah.
So he stayed in the same city, but signed up for Berklee School of Music without letting his parents know. That does not
what a rebel.
Fly. I don't think it flies with any Korean parents.
No, because every Korean parent wants to become a doctor, a lawyer, some, you know, extravagant job.
Business entrepreneur.
Exactly.
You get the idea. But Psy always marches to the beat of his own. own drum. He debuted back in 2001, and the rest is history.
Well, I applaud him on that, because I feel like that in life, it is good to get, you know, advice from your parents or people you love and care about, but at the same time, listen to your heart, what you truly desire to do in life.
And just see it through. See it through where it takes you, be authentic. And, you know, these are really easy to say in hindsight, but he was young then too. Yeah. Could you imagine the risk? Could you imagine dropping out of a really good school and facing the music with your parents, be like, hey, Dad, I dropped out of school.
Oh my gosh. That reminds me of my life too, because I told my parents that I wanted to audition. My mom and dad were like, what about school? I was like, I'll still complete school.
Yeah.
High school, because I didn't go to college, but they're like, is this something you really want to do? If you truly want to do it, then we'll support you. And I was in shock. I was like, "What? Where's this coming from? Like, your Korean parents.
And they're so ahead of their time. Yeah. I think you're really lucky, Brian.
I got so lucky because my parents were begging me to study and go to the college and become they wanted me to be a lawyer.
You know, Brian, I can see that too. Honestly, I can see you be a good speaker. You're very studious. If that was your passion.
I think I'm more of a person who's a good speaker on the fly. Like, you give me a book, chances are I won't read it in 2 years.
Unless it's really interesting.
Unless it's intriguing, you know?
Yeah.
But if it's like a nonfiction book that I just can't get into, like, I don't know about your time, but back in high school for me, we'd have summer reading.
Oh, I did too.
And then you go back to school and have like a quiz or a test on it.
On day one,
right, like a week before school started, I was reading all them Cliff Notes.
Oh, and you crammed it. Did you also do well by cramming?
I was good at making BS on the fly on the test.
Brian, I knew it, because some people are actually born with that. It's a really special skill.
Is it a skill, though?
I think people who are good at ad-libbing and doing things on the fly, they're so smart and they're wired a particular way. A book might bore you because you have to sit through hours and hours of it, and you're wondering, what is even the point of this? See, I can see.
I'm a visual person.
I can totally see it.
And I'm very visual, so when a book comes to life in a film.
Yes.
I like to see it. And sometimes I won't like the film because I'm thinking, that's not what I visually thought in my head for this film or this book. Mm. But then you see it on film, and sometimes you're like, oh my gosh, like Harry Potter.
Mm.
Visually, it's so intriguing
and
you just get sucked in and stimulating. Yeah? And I feel like that's what Psy does with his music.
You're absolutely right. He's so creative, and I'm so glad that you found like a common ground. This is so exciting. We'll get to the details of Psy's beginning, working his way up to Gangnam Style.
Yes.
We probably can't get it done in a single day, but I'm going to try to speed through it. Most recently, he dropped his latest album, That, in collaboration with BTS's Suga. It was the talk of the town. It sweeped all of the important music shows locally, so you get the gist of it. It also landed on number 80 on the Hot 100 Songs chart on Billboard in the second week of May. That was shortly after its debut. That music video earned more than 169 million views. I know you're asking, then how much does Gangnam Style have? 4.4 billion?
Well, then, of course, you guys, Gangnam Style has been out for a longer period of time. I'm pretty sure in a few
years. A decade!
Exactly. That will probably have a few more because not only is it, you know, Psy, but of course you have the help of BTS's Suga because he actually helped. Didn't he help produce the song too?
Yes.
Exactly.
See, I think the dedicated BTS fans know that Suga is a fantastic songwriter and a producer, but this was kind of a major collaboration between like the best of Billboards, if you will. They both broke through in different ways, and it's the merging of, it's a lot of star power in one song.
Because if you think about it, Psy was like the first K-pop idol, I guess, back in the day to branch out into the States and blow up.
Absolutely.
Then BTS was the group that actually went on that boat with them or him and blew up even more. So for Korea, it's a huge step.
These are all, it took steps. I mean, prior to that, we had BoA. Prior to that, we had Rain, Wonder Girls. There are all these solid attempts, but then Psy just took us to the next level, you guys. Let's be honest.
Psy was like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to blow up with some horse hand dancing. I said horse dancing. Can't speak right now. But we're going to have to take a listen to this song right now. This is from his latest album, of course, after a long hiatus, his comeback. This is Psy with That, produced and featuring Suga of BTS. 20, 22, Psy coming back. Long time no see, huh? 오래간만이지, huh? 우리 다시. That by Psy featuring Suga of BTS. And we're back in the studio with Lena. We're going to keep talking about Mr. Psy. Or what was his full name?
Park Jae-sang, is it?
Oh, then he's Mr. Park.
Mr. Park. Oh, God, that sounds so formal.
Imagine Actually, I think it matters on how the family spells their last name, because some Parks could be Park, and I actually have friends who say Park, like P-A-K.
No, yeah, oh, actually, America. You're right. Yeah. You're right. I guess I'd have to ask him next time we cross paths. I don't cross paths with Sai.
Really? Yeah. Let me call him. Let me call him on FaceTime right now. Sai.
All right, guys. In case you're keeping track, Sizeman's really busy managing his own company as well. P Nation just launched their first boy group too, TNX, sure for the new six. That was on May 17th with their first mini album, Way Up. And this is at also the tippy top of the charts. Isn't it funny when that works? It's like your 사장님 or the CEO of the company, and you're competing for the top spot on the exact chart. Mm. Is that most uncomfortable? Like if you
feel
beat
like
him out?
Yeah. If I was Sai and I had my own group that I produced and made, I'd be so happy if they did better than me, because it's like my Ise, or my, you know, the generation after me. For me, it's like I've done my thing. I've got the trophies. I've got the recognition. I've got fans. Now I want the group that I made, who are basically his children, if you think about it.
Yeah, yeah.
If they succeed, I'd be even happier.
See, you're such a big person, because a part of me also thought, yes, but also no. Like, oh, that puts me in a really funky spot, because on a bad day, it could easily get to me too. And I'm not a producer, so maybe I'm just imagining.
But at the same time, I'm thinking from Sai's professional, like, 사장님 state.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, think about it. If the group that he made does he's getting ching-ching in his pockets, girl.
Ching-ching! And at the end of the day, bottom line is very important.
He is succeeding. That's all I have to say.
All right, let's take things all the way to the back to the beginning for Sai. I remember seeing him on these matchmaking shows, remember?
I've done a show or two with him back in the day.
I was going to say, I remember spotting you.
Funny guy. Yeah.
And he was known for his kind of peculiar dance moves. I don't think he was ever shy about that.
Not shy. And the funny thing is, you know who Sai reminds me of?
Who?
Physically, I think he looks like my brother.
No.
So when he first debuted, I was like, I felt kind of like love and hate for him, because it was like, love because you're a new dude, you're funny. Yeah. Hate because, why do you look like my brother? And not saying that I hate my brother, but growing up, my brother was a little, you know, older brother. I'd take advantage of my little brother kind of situation. So, of course, the younger memories weren't great.
Yeah, yeah. So it was a little bit of love or hate. It's funny because he's meeting you for the first time and he's getting all these vibes from you, like love and hate.
I'm just looking at him like, oh my gosh, you are like the spitting image of my brother. That's what I was thinking. My brother
hilarious.
Hates when I say that, though.
I was going to say. Because Sai is funny. He has a great voice. He's talented. But I'm not quite sure if he's a good-looking guy.
Don't say that. His wife listening.
I think there's a general consensus around these things. So I'm going to borrow everyone else's words and hide behind that.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah, that is very true. Yes.
Yeah. Because some people might think, you know, your partner is not attracted to them. So,
this is true. Yeah. I don't know anything about Sai. I'm sure to his wife, he is the wonderful, the perfect man. I don't care.
I love how you switched that so quickly. Good for you.
It's like, no, I totally get it, but it's just pop culture.
Yeah.
Right? Everyone can level with me there. Don't throw me under the bus. Okay. So going back to the beginning for Sai, he was definitely labeled a rebel. And there was a number of different reasons why. He debuted with a bang. He was an eye-catching performer, of course. His first full-length album was titled Sai from the Psycho World. That's daring to say the least. I don't think in the early 2000s anyone was bold enough to debut with such a controversial album title.
Yeah.
In fact, he was fined by the South Korean government and authorities due to the inappropriate nature of the content.
He was fined?
He was fined.
Wow.
I don't know what the exact logistics are, but that does not surprise me. K-pop realm has changed a great deal in the last two decades. Mm. Back then, certain things just really did not fly. So Sai did not fly.
Oh, to the sky.
Oh.
You saw what I did there? Yes.
It's most ironic because his debut success is Bird. Say.
Oh, that was his. Oh, 나 완전히 세대. So that's that was the debut song.
Yeah.
Oh, I always thought it was Champion.
No, Champion comes a little bit after that. And that goes, it actually coincides with like the 2002 World Cup.
And that's when we used to do our performances together. He was doing Champion while we're performing the song Sea of Love.
Oh, that was a good year for K-pop.
Yeah, it was a great year. It was a lot of fun, too.
I was gonna
It was hot, too.
It was hot?
I had to perform outside, girl.
Well,
in the heat.
the World Cup. I mean,
that is true.
Have you ever seen Team Korea go that far? Like,
the funny thing
insane.
Is, I was never a soccer person till that day.
I think that's most
to that
of
year.
Us.
Yeah,
I'm inclined to believe
that was probably the best moment in Korean history where the country just got together. Like, after every match.
Yep.
Every bar would just give out free drinks. It was like block parties in Cheongdam, Apgujeong. I love that time period. I felt young, free, didn't have a care in the world. And I felt like a lot of people felt that way. It was a good moment for a lot of people.
It's a camaraderie, even maybe sports diplomacy at its best. And I get it. Honestly, a lot of my expat friends said that they actually relocated to South Korea after the 2002 World Cup because they were so impressed and actually maybe even moved that people could have so much Cheong, as we call it.
Cheong, yes. That is very true. But right now, we're going to play Psy's first ever single from his first ever track album, whatever you want to call it. Do you know the name of the album, though? His first
Psy
album?
Psy from the Psycho World.
Oh, that's the one, because he got fined for the name. All right, y'all. For all you new people to K-pop or people who've been listening to K-pop but don't know Psy's original track, this is his first single ever. It's called Bird or Se.
And we're going to follow it up with Psy's Champion, the big title track from his third album.
Wow. We just came back from listening to two amazing songs. We had Psy's Champion and, of course, his first ever single, Se. Now, I was just asking Lena just now while the songs were coming out. Where's that melody from?
Is that sampled?
It is sampled. It was actually in a movie called Beverly Hills Cop with Eddie Murphy.
Wow.
This is way back before your time, I'm assuming, because you don't know the movie.
No, I've heard of the movie. I just never watched it.
I think the movie came out in the early 90s.
Okay. But in my defense, I was living in Korea then. So maybe.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, because I don't think Beverly Hills Cops was a huge movie for Korea. No. It was a comedy.
Okay.
And I think the song's called Axel F.
No.
On the piano.
Your memory is impeccable.
Because I think I learned it on the piano because I was so... I loved comedy growing up. I thought, okay, I know a lot of people are probably like, really? But I wanted to be a stand-up comedian.
Wow.
But I don't have... I get nervous on stage still, like as a performer. So it's like, I don't know if I can be on stage and say a joke. And if I don't get a response, that'll crush me. So I never actually fulfilled that dream.
I have so many questions.
Oh my gosh.
Starting with
for another day.
No, seriously. Because do you guys know Brian's favorite movie genre now, right?
I love horror.
How do you go from comedy to horror, one? And two, stand-up comedian. You would be awesome, Brian.
I get too nervous, though. I get too nervous because I'm afraid of judgment. Although, we all judge.
I think so. Yeah. And I think we're all a little bit afraid of judgment, which is why I think public speaking is most
not easy.
People, fear it a little bit.
But like you're asking about horror and comedy, it's two genres that really bring out a certain kind of emotion.
Kind of an extreme emotion, if you ask me. Yeah.
Like funny, laugh, hard. Scary, that's an emotion that nobody likes to show. Like, no one wants to get scared all the time.
No, I really
love it.
I don't know. I feel like there's a lot to be deciphered. He's a very strange man, Brian Ju.
And watching people get scared?
Yeah.
That's comedy for me. That's why I used to scare my manager all the time. I still do.
Can we get it like a psychiatrist? I feel like there is something to be learned here.
I'm going to admit something, but I truly feel like I have a little cray in my head.
I think everyone has a little cray.
Yes. And that makes life fun.
Reel it in because that's like the civilized thing to do.
Yeah, when people say, oh, you need to be normal. Explain to me what normal is. Nobody's normal.
I'm going to close that door shut.
Exactly.
Okay.
Nobody's normal.
And honestly, speaking of abnormality and being kind of an outlier.
We're talking about Psy.
A trailblazer.
Yes.
I mean, he found his own color from very early on. He didn't care that he was getting fined. He didn't care that, he was being labeled all these things.
He was
like
just being himself.
Rebel or whatever. A pananga in Korean. That doesn't really have a positive connotation, does it? However, he would commit to his character. And then this will all eventually lead to the Gangnam Style success. But long before that, guys. After releasing his third full-length album, this is just after the heat of the 2002 World Cup and everything is on a high. He is flying high.
to the sky.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you, thank you. So I had to do what all able-bodied men do in South Korea, mandatory military service. And it's, I mean, I know it's a duty for men in Korea, but it is a rude interruption to your career, isn't that?
It is, because back then it was 2 years, three and a half years?
It was a little bit longer than 2 years. Yeah. And so that's a peak of your career. You're taking a break and you have no idea if you can come back and everything will be intact. These were different times, guys.
Exactly.
But he did get a little bit of break, guys, and he was excused from military duty. And instead, he served by working at a software development company, because Korean governments allow that, right? It's alternative service, if you will. You are granted exemption, and you can basically serve different ways, like working at a company that serves national interest, which is exactly what he did. But that's not the end of it. You've heard of Psy serving the military twice, right?
Whoa. Let me catch my breath. What?
Twice, exactly.
Who wants to go to the military twice?
No one does. That's the problem. In 2007, he was actually accused of neglecting his work while he were, pursuing alternative service back in 2003.
And he was forced to go back?
Yeah. Basically, he went to the military twice. So he earned money, like appearing in concerts and TV networks while he was serving. And that's like a big no-no. People found out. He had to go twice, technically.
Sae-hyung, I feel bad for you, man. Hyung, if you're listening right now, Hyung, I feel for you.
And honestly,
man,
but maybe he's a bigger man because of it. Because when he, you know, did return after serving twice, he did say that things happen. And he just looked like a big man.
Wow.
That's crazy. I know. Hyung, after all
these
years.
I have the utmost respect for you. You know what I'm saying?
I think there's
Hyung,
a consensus.
나중에 시간 되면요, 술 한잔해요.
All right, I'm going to skip on over because I know we are quickly running out of time.
Yep.
Because I think when he joined this particular label, everyone was a little confused. Back in, I believe, 2010, Psy would go on to join YG Entertainment. This is when Big Bang and 21 was probably in their prime, one of their primes. And everyone thought, how does Psy fit into this picture? It just didn't match at all. But it worked because they would go on to have a really successful YG family concert in front of 80,000 Japanese fans in Osaka. Maybe this was a groundwork for Psy to truly go global.
Wow.
Maybe he needed a little bit of YG backing too.
Did he need YG backing, or did YG backing need him?
Oh.
And maybe Psy was using this
uh-huh.
to get the fandom, to get all the fans and support, because he knew, I'm coming out with a song called Gangnam Style, y'all.
And
you know what
everyone's going to be doing the dance.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why he went to YG, because he's thinking, YG, your Gangnam boy, or your Gangnam brother. That's what he's trying to say. I don't know how I made that connection, y'all.
I'm going to go.
With that said, we're going to say bye to Lena. We're going to have to kick you out.
Okay.
Because I think we're out of time, right?
Yes, that's right.
Yes, we are out of time for this week. Are we going to talk about Psy again next week?
Probably.
All right.
I just left you on a
cliffhanger. We're going to continue with Psy next week because he is an amazing, talented person. And we're going to have to listen to two songs of his right now as we say goodbye to Lena till next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Lena. We have Psy with Yeonhaein from his fourth album. And of course, right now. That was Psy singing Right Now, and we're going to make some announcement for you guys. How you can tune into our show. It's pretty easy. We have shortwave radio at 9.515 megahertz bound for Europe, 9.785 megahertz bound for India. We have apps you guys can download for free. And of course, you can listen to us conveniently through the KBS World Radio app, KBS World Radio On Air app, and KBS Kong app. And for those of you guys who want to check out our website, it's world.kbs.co.kr or the KBS World Radio English Service FB page. Also, you guys can follow us on the the gram at KBS K-pop. You can enjoy KBS World Radio's K-pop programs on Malaysia's Astro Radio. If you are in Malaysia, you can download the Shok app or S-Y-O-K app and find KBS World Radio channel for 24-hour non-stop streaming of your favorite K-pop shows. Also, if you're listening to us via podcast, don't forget to rate us 5 stars for, of course, our future listeners who don't know about us yet. So rate us so more people can find us. And with that said, that's all the time that we have for today. And taking us out is the brand new boy band by P-Nation. Of course, they're called TNX. The song is called Move, P-Kyo. Our producer is Sophia Hong. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm Brian Ju. This has been K-Pop Connection. You made us connect now.